We're just a few days away from Christmas, just 3 days away. And if you've been following, been coming to daily mass, or at least been following the readings, as we got closer to Christmas, we start to read more from the Gospels, either Matthew or Luke. It has the infancy narratives, which means that the story of leading up to the birth of Christ in Bethlehem. And today we come to the part where we look at the figure of Saint Joseph, who is largely a silent figure. Actually, there are no spoken words in Scripture. In fact, he's a silent figure. I saw on the internet many times it was a caption saying "favorite Saint Joseph quote," and it had the quotation marks, nothing but empty lines in between, because he said nothing in the Gospels. However, he doesn't say anything verbally, but we can learn from his example, especially as we are getting closer to this. To the great feast of Christmas this Wednesday. St. Joseph, he was a very humble man, a very quiet man, a very prayerful man. And humble to a point where he was afraid to take Mary as his wife, because it says right here in the Gospel, she was found to be the child from the Holy Spirit. So he knew what was going on. He had that insight, yet he was so humble he didn't want to be part of it. So it says in the Gospel, being a righteous man and willing to expose her public disgrace, he planned to dismiss her quietly. And the angel says, do not be afraid to take her. Do not be afraid. Don't be discouraged. Because Mary's going to give birth to Jesus, the Emmanuel, the God with us. And so Joseph follows the will of God, and he takes Mary as his wife and becomes the foster father of Jesus. And so as we are getting closer to Christmas, we are invited to consider this figure, Saint Joseph. There are many figures in the infancy narratives. There's Mary, of course. There's Jesus. There's the shepherds, the wise men later on for Epiphany. There are all these figures, and then there's Saint Joseph, who seems to be there but not saying anything. But yet he speaks by his example, speaks by his silence. And he speaks by his goodness, his righteousness. And so as we are preparing for Christmas, we are invited to consider him as the model for ourselves too. Because at Christmas time, we're going to be in contact with lots of people, lots of people we haven't seen in a long time. And there may be people we agree with, people we like, and people we not so like as much or not agree with. And so we are called to perhaps learn from St. Joseph to maybe be a kind person, to take the example of kindness, and maybe not be as vocal against another person, especially if it gets on like politics or various topics that you'd rather not speak about. Sometimes it's best to just remain silent and be kind in that way, and not let Uncle Bill or Aunt Jane do their thing and just let it happen instead of creating a fight this Christmas. Or there could be other issues, maybe long-standing family trauma or family, not so much trauma, but family like disputes and fights and things that happened many years ago that haven't been resolved. Maybe we could take the example of St. Joseph and just be a kind person to these people, and to be kind and to be gentle and to be silent, not quiet, but silent, and to be a silent presence for other people. And so, because there's so much noise in this world, there's so much noise, especially in this time of closer to Christmas. There's shopping, we're busy with getting meals together, with getting gifts for people. If you go out on the roads, it's all busy. I was out in Kent Street a few days ago. It took me like about 10, 15 minutes to go from downtown all the way to the other side, and close to the mall. It was so packed. So our patience being tried. And as things are getting very busy, maybe we should learn from St. Joseph to take that kind of silence, to remind ourselves of the reason why we're celebrating this season. It's not because of the presents, it's not because of the lights, not because of the dinners. Those are good, but it's about being ready for the birth of Christ. And so, just as St. Joseph was getting ready for the birth of Christ, let us to learn from him, learn from his examples, learn from his silence, from his kindness, but also learn from him to welcome the Christ child when he comes.